All right, welcome everybody. This is Mary Goyer, your host for the Pay It Forward Project for Pregnant Women. And I am thrilled and honored to have with me today Deborah Pascali Bonero, who is an award-winning documentary director and also the co-author of the book that gets a lot of attention, and rightly so, Orgasmic Birth. And she's here today to share a little bit about what orgasmic birth and what this movement is really about. And so let me just first welcome Deborah. Deborah, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am, and thank you so much, Mary. It's such a pleasure to be here, and for all of you that are listening in, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So the most obvious starting point, can you tell us what is orgasmic birth? What does that mean?
Oh, thank you, because I know, especially for people listening, they're all going, oh, my goodness, orgasmic and birth, like, how can we put these two words together? And, you know, we've been so conditioned to just think about birth from pain and fear of pain, and so I really know that this can be a challenge, but it's important to realize that the word orgasmic itself is really heightened physical and emotional sensation. I know there's some people out there that were immediately thinking orgasm, and that's, you know, could be a part of it. In our book, Elizabeth Davis and I actually define orgasmic birth as broad enough to include those who describe birth as ecstatic and specific enough to give voice to those who actually feel the contractions of orgasm and climax at the moment of delivery. We sometimes call that a birthgasm. But many of the people that we've spoken with around the world really give voice to feeling astounding pressure, sensation in the vagina as birth approached, followed by a flood of release and emotion as the baby emerged. So we really say that whenever a woman can look back on these moments with joy, when the physical and emotional aspects of birth are fully experienced as pleasurable, we call this orgasmic birth. And I do find when you can hold this definition as full, I mean, in daily living, I always say dark chocolate is orgasmic, you know. It's that moment in the day when I put it in my mouth and just go, oh, you know, that we have to learn to identify pleasure in our lives more, and we can realize that birth holds so many opportunities for pleasure. So that's the broadest and really my sense of orgasmic birth. If you've watched our film and read our book, you'll know that it does hold those women that have that birthgasm. And we want to honor them because so many women have come to me around the world that had a birth orgasm and never told anyone, including their partner, because they felt shamed that while everyone else was talking about pain and suffering, they found this incredible birthgasm. And we want to honor that, just the physiology and where birth can take you. This is possible, but I don't want any woman putting that on her birth plan or her birth preferences as something to have, because we know in life, you know, sometimes if we're trying too hard for the orgasm, it'll elude us. And we have enough on our plate in birth without trying to make orgasm a part of it. But we want to honor if it is for those blessed people like Amber in our film, that that's normal and healthy. But for the rest of us, myself included, my orgasmic birth is much more about that sense of release, that fully experiencing the joy and pleasure in my body, in every moment, in welcoming my baby.
Right. Well, and so, you know, like this is, as you said, like part of this is just giving voice to the possibilities that maybe we never had any sense of before, you know, some of these women went ahead and came forward. And so, you know, like just even this idea of pleasure and birth may be a huge, like, eye-opening concept for somebody listening right now. So let's just talk a little bit more about that. And then I also kind of want to talk about the pain because I know everybody's thinking about it. Can women really find pleasure in birth? Is that something that's a reasonable goal for most women, for average women?
Yeah, I actually believe it's every woman's birthright. When we look at the hormones that are flowing, they're the same hormones of our sensuality and sexuality. And we, one, have oxytocin, the hormone of love. That new research is in, we're doing some upcoming things with some of the researchers, so people can always join in some of ours if they want to learn the real science. But they're showing that oxytocin in the brain, which is where we produce it, is 22 times more effective than the average tranquilizer. So when you get your own hormones flowing, you're getting this in great pain relief. But the other hormone, beta endorphin, is the hormone of pleasure. And this is released in our own intimacy, but we can release beta endorphins, you know, when we listen to good music, when we dance, when we laugh. So birth has so many opportunities to experience it in a way that we don't think about in the typical hospital where women are confined to bed and wearing hospital gowns. I mean, that's not your most sexy moment. But when we can switch it up, and there's so many tools we can bring to it, we can not only find pleasure even in between the sensations. You'll find women laughing and, you know, dancing and doing that. But a lot of women with really revisiting, they're not really new techniques. They're ancient techniques. Our great-grandmothers knew many of these years ago when birth happened at home surrounded by other women. Women are finding a lot of pleasure. And certainly, look at birth images, right? Look at those first moments when women greet their baby, when their body and their hormones have not been disturbed. You can see the ecstasy, the bliss, the joy, the pleasure in their eyes, on their face, in their body. And I think we've just lost touch with what's possible.
Nice. Yeah, so bringing back, you know, not only what's possible now, but what used to be the norm, and, you know, and kind of coming full circle in a certain way. But in the meantime, it's true, like I was brought up this way, you know, pain, that's all a lot of us hear in birth, is that, you know, this is going to be the worst pain of your life. And I was just speaking yesterday with one of my clients who's going to be a dad for the first time. We were just, you know, talking about, like, what are your fears or whatever. And he's like, well, of course I have fears about, you know, her in birth. I mean, that's just valid and normal, you know. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering if you could address the pain piece a little bit more as well.
Yeah, and I think it's really important because, as you said, I mean, from media to friends to the internet, when you think about birth, kind of the first thing that most people think about is pain and fear of pain. And this is really something we created when, you know, we moved birth from home to hospital. We really took it out of women's control. And not that there hasn't been many benefits, so I'm certainly all for that technology in many cases does save lives, but our overuse of it has actually put moms more at risk. And we literally strip women of their clothes and put a hospital gown on them, and we literally put women down and into bed. So we've used an illness model. We take healthy women and put them in places where sick people are, and we treat you as if you're sick, often even giving you an intravenous, where all the science in the world tells you none of these things are helpful. Like, wear your own clothes. Think about how different you feel. I say to women all the time, like, you know,
Absolutely.
Think of your power day. What's your power suit? Like, how many of you wear a hospital gown when you want to feel powerful and sexy? Like, come on. So many of the things that we've accepted as normal are literally changing our physiology into fear, changing our hormones so the hormones of pleasure and love are not flowing. And when you lay a woman down, you actually make labor longer and more painful. And if you look at that, more than 60% of women are laying down in labor, just the way we treat them is creating pain. And then we've normalized the pain. So American women don't realize that you have the least amount of choices for comfort and labor. Laying in a hospital bed is painful. And I work around the world, and I work in countries where in a birthing room, the bed is not in the middle of the room. It's kind of a futon off in the corner, but instead the room has open space, a nice thick foam mat, birth balls, ladders, ropes, a nice jacuzzi tub, birth stools, a whole lot, so that when you walk in the space, your message is not to lay down. Your message is be active, be passionate, use your body. The biggest thing ever is coming out. Use gravity. And when you switch what a room looks like, when you offer a full range of options for comfort, and then you even prenatally, right, take good childbirth classes that are teaching you massage and touch and the many ways that partners can use acupressure and different techniques, rebozos I love, we can totally transform from pain to power and to pleasure. But it takes really switching it up. Our current system actually, I hate to say it, but actually creates pain.
Yeah, so learning about some of these options, being open to some of the evidence-based models that exist in some of these other cultures, and, you know, really understanding that, you know, that there are more options than we realize. We just sometimes go into, you know, when we become pregnant for the first time, of course, like, we don't know. We don't know what to do, so we just go with what, with what our doctor happens to say, that's the route. And so, you know, so I'm just thrilled that you're bringing up all of these different pieces that can hopefully, you know, give women a chance to say, like, okay, what really does resonate with me? And, you know, how can I, as you mentioned, really switch things up to increase my pleasure, to increase my sense of empowerment? This is so great. So great.
Totally.
So, Deborah, what would you recommend to somebody? So, say somebody's just hearing this message for the first time and are going like, okay, you know, like, I'm intrigued here. You know, I want to learn more. What kinds of things, what steps can they take to, you know, to get a little bit more information about some of these ideas you're sharing?
Well, one of the things I would say is visit our website, orgasmicbirth.com, and watch our film. It's available for digital rental or digital download right there on our site. And I think that's the first step in just opening up and really seeing, you know, seven couples are sharing with you their journey with birth, and it gives you a real insight into many of the possibilities. The second thing I would say is our book, Orgasmic Birth, Your Guide to a Safe, Satisfying, and Pleasurable Birth. And Elizabeth Davis and I wrote that after the film was out, because so many people have seen the film and said, well, I want what they had. How do I begin to prepare body, mind, and spirit for that? So we really wrote that book with the intention of helping particularly women, but we hope partners will read along with them in how can you open up to that. And third, really exciting thing for us is we're in development, but watch for us. Join our mailing list and you'll be the first to know. We are releasing a new Pain to Power Orgasmic Birth Online Childbirth Series. And it's really incredible. We've partnered with Injoy and Lamaze and are really, really going at it with amazing tools and more videos and information, so that if you really want to open up to the experience, I'll personally be able to virtually journey with you through an online childbirth class and give you even more tools and resources to make it happen. But I also want to say, get out and take a good class in your community. Find your doulas and find people like you, Mary, who's in your community that's talking and helping you and guiding you to find pleasure in life, because we birth the way we live. So really important that as women and men and partners that we really open up and explore what we've been told about birth, get good information to know what the science really say, what is the safest, healthiest way, and don't trust it's what you're hearing on television and media and in birth stories, and then reach out for your local resources or join us for ours.
Perfect. Well, so ladies, if you're listening right now you know, I really encourage you to check out these resources that Deborah's mentioning, you know. So if you just kind of want to get a sense of like, wow, what can I add to what I'm already doing, you know, in my own way, then great. But if you also just want, you know, support on a very clear path, it sounds like the online course that Deborah mentioned would be a fantastic way to really get a sense of what's actually possible, the potential in your body for pleasure. And everybody that's listening knows that this is what I'm all about. So I'm just really, really thrilled. And Deborah, thank you again. Thank you for taking some time to chat with us today. Everybody find her at orgasmicbirth.com. Is that the right link?
Yes, that would be a great one. And join our, you know, mailing list so you'll get all our updates. And we give you a weekly dose of pleasure, so follow us each week.
Fantastic. All right, orgasmicbirth.com. Get on that mailing list, and you'll find out all of the offerings that are current and all of the ones upcoming. Fantastic. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off. This is Mary Goyer. We will see you all on the next clip. Have a good one. Thank you so much.